Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit recruiting scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. We're getting warmer weather each day. Here it seems in the Central Plex and the skies are looking brighter and brighter. I kid you not. Tonight, as always, we have an exciting show with one of the area's, state's, and nation's top prospects at his position, in my opinion, and according to the film that he has online, Mr. Taquan Graham of Temple High School. So this is definitely going to be an exciting conversation. It's springtime, folks. It's springtime. And the football recruiting world is becoming more and more astonishing by the minute. Follow us on Twitter at T.A. Scouting Scoop. That's at T.A. Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook. Three words, T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects. Again, that's three words, T.A.'s Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. And remember to go on our website and order your copy of our newly published Winter Honors Magazine edition for the 2015 based on the 2014 season that just passed. And this is basically for everyone that made our district, our Syntex team, that is, and also our state, along with all of our seniors that signed their scholarships to go to college, and also listing some of our remarkable top current juniors and sophomores of the 2016 and 2017 classes, respectively. It's a very interesting piece of work, and of course, I definitely am proud to be associated with it. Again, we're talking about football. We're talking about football, and lately we've been on, I guess, a fix or a fetish for interviewing student athletes, which we will continue here in the next few months leading up to the football season, just to keep all of our listeners and all our fans out there equipped with the knowledge on what's going on in Central Texas football recruiting. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come on and bring our and invite our guests that you all have been waiting to hear from tonight on our show. So stay tuned.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, Fade Master, Mr. Neil and his crew over there in Killeen, doing such an outstanding job of keeping the people in the Killeen and Central Texas area looking beautiful and smooth and smiley with those interesting haircuts. All right, we have our guest on here, young man, and let me make this announcement to you all out there. I stand corrected from a few weeks ago when we did our must-be-seen 16 prospects of the 2017 class. I pronounced his name as Taquan, and it's Taquan, not Taquan. Taquan Graham from Temple High School. Taquan, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, sir.
All right. I appreciate you taking time, some time away from your studies, or working out, et cetera, those things that you do to keep yourself going and away from trouble, just to be on our show, talking with us this evening, and letting the rest of the Central Texas world and anyone outside of Central Texas get to know Taquan Graham. Now, Taquan, As I mentioned earlier, you attend Temple High School, a school that has won 2 state titles and that has produced guys like Sammy Ball, Kendall Davis, Brad Dusick, and Mike Weddington. And, of course, the city of Temple has also produced Mean Joe Green, but, of course, he attended Dunbar High School due to segregation. Dunbar High School, of course, no longer exists anymore, but Mean Joe Green also is from the great city of Temple. With that being said, last year you guys made it to the state championship game. What are the Wildcats' goals for this upcoming season?
Well, our goals are pretty simple. We have to win. We're going to have to win the whole thing. We made it that far, and our coaches are getting us prepared for the long haul for a true championship season, and we're going to win it all this year.
Okay, you're going to win it all. That's right. You guys, you know, when you guys make the move down, I guess basically you stayed 5A, but what's considered the new 6A, you guys made a move down, and I told people, I said, hey, Temple is going to be the team to watch. And, of course, you guys definitely did not disappoint my prediction on making it to the state championship. And, of course, you know, it's always good to see a Central Texas team make it. You guys fought hard the whole season, and, you know, unfortunately, you all did not come out victorious in the state championship game. But, hey, keep your heads held high, because there are a lot of teams that wish they could have played in that game or had that experience of going to what we call Jerry's World and playing for that Lone Star State title at the high school level. Now, Taquan, outside of your team's off season, I mean, what are you doing in addition to getting yourself ready for spring ball and also this next season? And, you know, do you play any other sports in addition to that?
Well, at home, I might do extra push-ups, sit-ups. Sometimes I have this parachute that I'll go out, I'll find an open field, I'll run that to improve my explosiveness. And also, I do curls. I do other stuff with the dumbbells I have at home just to add on to the workout I do at school. And I played basketball last year, but I think the best thing is to go straight football and get stronger and get faster.
All right. The one thing that I like about that, what you just said, is that it seems as though you're working while everyone else is sleeping, doing those push-ups, doing those sit-ups. I don't know if you ever watched on ESPN or the SEC Network where they, from time to time, would show the Herschel Walker documentary where it talks about he did a bunch of push-ups and sit-ups and, of course, ended up becoming one of the best athletes at his craft throughout high school and college and even for some years in the NFL. Of course, I always enjoy the Michael Jordan story on how he was cut from his high school basketball team, from the varsity that is, and he worked himself off harder probably than anyone else has ever worked. And now, all these years later, many of us consider him the best basketball player ever. So that work ethic definitely has to be undeniable, and I tip my hat off to you by taking the time to further improve yourself, because I always tell our student athletes out there, you cannot improve yourself if you do not invest in yourself. Or if you do not invest in yourself, you cannot improve yourself. Keep doing what you're doing in that regard, and you'll see how much your game will improve and also how much you'll inspire others to want to be just like you. Now, you play the position of defensive end. You're actually my number one ranked defensive end in Central Texas for the 2017 class currently. So, as far as your measurables, what is your height, your weight, and your 40 time?
Well, I'm about 6'3", 6'4". I weigh about 230, and I run a 4'7".
4'7". And for those of you all out there that are listening, those are what you call, for a high school prospect, those are prototype measurables for someone that plays the Taquan position. The one thing, of course, that I like about you have those long arms, and you have an explosiveness for getting off the ball, which you and I have talked about before, and a knack for always getting to the quarterback, and some outstanding leaping skills, which basically helps you to deflect passes or make it harder for the quarterback to be able to get the ball to his receiver. So those are the traits that help make Taquan our number one sophomore defensive end prospect in the Central Texas area. Now, of course, in Texas we have the no pass, no play, and also you can't basically go to college and play ball if you don't have the academics to go along with it. What is your current grade point average, and how important are academics to you?
Well, my grade point average is a 2.9, and when I found out about it 2 weeks ago, I was kind of, I'd say, disappointed in myself because I averaged two C's. It's because of my freshman year, I didn't take it as serious as I do now, because I was thinking back then I have time, which I do, but I wouldn't want to take that time for granted. My mom, academics are important. She always told me that, and when I started slacking off from it, she got on to me a little bit. And when she got on to me, clicking it back together and understand what I could be doing. And now I'm starting to make A's, high B's, and everything. It's very important for me to get a high grade point average and all that stuff.
And that is so wonderful to hear you say that, because a lot of times we have student athletes that basically they're okay with just getting by. And no student athlete should ever have that attitude, because your attitude is basically going to reflect how you end up. I mean, the way you cut your grass at home, the way you make your bed up, if you don't give your very best effort, then you're not going to receive anything from it. You know, that's what everything in life. And I'm glad that you're taking that high road to want to do well, to climb that mountain of success, because of the simple fact that in recruiting, you always want to make sure that you make yourself available to be recruited by any and every school in America, as opposed to only being able to be recruited by select schools due to the fact that you have mediocre academics. So definitely, definitely, Taquan, stay on that track, because, man, you're nothing without your education, as opposed to being the guy that wants the very, very best for himself in every facet of life. So continue to do that. And there's an old saying that a man without an education could possibly be headed for a bad situation. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to go ahead and finish conversing with the one and only Taquan Graham from Temple High School. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know, the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, while we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the motor mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, we're back, we're back. Make sure you check out Jeff on Toyota right there in Waco, the place that we call the heart of Texas, in Central Texas. Okay, Taquan, it is rare to get an opportunity to start on the varsity as a sophomore. What did you do to make your high school coaches aware of your skills early on in order for that to happen?
Well, my first season, like when we came in as freshmen, and we had camps and stuff in the summer, so I made it aware what my skills were, what I wanted to play, and how I played. I made it known early just by just separating myself from the average Joe and stuff. I just know early on that I wanted to be on varsity as soon as possible, and I wanted to make an impact on our school and on the whole city. I made it, and when my new coach, Coach Stewart, came, I made it aware to him what my talent is, and that's how I got the opportunity.
All right. Yes, that definitely is a recruiting advantage for a lot of prospects that have strong sophomore years, because now college coaches are recruiting prospects earlier and earlier than normal before. It used to be you need to have a strong junior, which still is the case in many cases. But now, if you have such a strong outing as a sophomore, that definitely can get college coaches on you. And hopefully you'll be seeing the reapings of that now from the spring all the way throughout your junior year and, of course, your senior year all the way up until National Signing Day. Now, do you plan to attend any camps this summer, like TA's camp or any college camps?
Yes, I do intend to plan on going to TA's camp, and I plan on, I'm thinking to go to a couple college camps also. I'm not sure which ones yet, but that's what I plan on doing this summer.
Okay, well, I tell you what, most likely, I'm pretty sure you're going to have your share of college coaches out there watching you and your teammates practice this spring, and I'm pretty sure that I myself may get some feedback, and you may get some feedback on social media from various college coaches, because that's a way that college coaches are being able to get in contact with prospects nowadays, or that's a way to help them get in contact and to start the recruiting process. So just always work hard, because, again, you never know who's watching. And a lot of times, that's how a lot of prospects make their choice on what camps they attend, by who comes out to see them in the spring and who's actually showing strong interest. Now, do you consider, even though you're just a sophomore, you're about to be a junior, do you consider yourself a leader? And if so, what kind of leader are you? Meaning, are you a boisterous or a rah-rah guy, or do you just lead by example?
Well, this past season, I don't think I was a leader as much. I was more as a student. I would just take the knowledge from the seniors that we had on our team, because some of them, they were three-year starters. And I took all the knowledge and everything they were saying, and I'm taking it into our spring workouts right now. And I'm not a boisterous guy at all. I don't do all that hooping and hollering. I lead by example in everything I do, even if somebody's watching or they're not watching.
All right. Now, it's funny, because you basically gave the definition of what character means, you know, what you're doing when nobody else is watching. So that's a good point that you just made. And just also to reiterate what you just said, my personal opinion, you don't have to be a rah-rah guy. A lot of times, and I'm not saying in every instance, but a lot of times I think that's so overblown and overhyped. You know, everybody can't be the Tim Tebow. Okay, everybody can't be the Ray Lewis. But at the same time, when you are a leader, no matter how you go about doing it, if you're a true leader, it's going to show in your style of play and how you carry yourself. So definitely, definitely continue to keep that mentality, and you'll see how far it will take you on and off the field. We're going to take another short commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up our convo this evening with the one and only Taquan Graham from Temple, Texas.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sands City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right. We're back with the one and only Taquan Graham. Taquan, okay, the fact that you play in a state that is known as one of the superiors of high school football, from a physical standpoint, how do you feel you stack up against prospects at your position from outside of Texas?
Well, honestly, I believe that Texas football is probably the most, I think, in my opinion, is the most physical in the country to me, at anything, at football or basketball. I think I stack on top against anybody outside of Texas or in Texas.
All right. Hey, very, very confident answer, young man. There's nothing wrong with confidence when displayed in the right way. Now, for all our listeners out there, for those of you who may want to listen to this broadcast once again, immediately at the conclusion of this show, we're going to post it on our blog page, which is syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, which will also include Taquan's highlights from his sophomore season. Now, Taquan, do you have a list of schools that you like to visit in the future or that you at least like to watch on TV?
Well, I honestly don't have a list, but some of the schools I watch on TV are Baylor, TCU, Texas A&M, Texas. I've seen USC, USLA, LSU, Alabama. All those guys, I see them on TV when I was little. It feels like I have the opportunity to be one of the guys. Be one of those guys that are on TV and actually playing in their uniform. I would
all
like
right.
to visit.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I would like to visit any of those schools. They give me an opportunity to go on a visit. I'll take it.
All right. And I heard you mention that since you were little, you were watching those teams. Did you play Little League football as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was the team that you played for?
Temple Texans.
The Temple Texans, all right. The Temple Texans, did you guys win a lot of games?
No, sir.
You said no?
No, sir. My last couple years, that's when we really start winning games. But it took us a while because they're a new organization. And once I stepped into it, and there's no way I could just back out of that situation and say, no, I can't play for y'all because y'all not winning. I tried to be as loyal as could be. I wanted to take the team to the top, so I stayed with them and roughed it out pretty much.
All right. A guy that stays in there, fights and grinds his way to success. Man, I'm telling you, you'll make a lot of college coaches happy with that statement. Based on the way how you've carried yourself this entire time, and now, of course, it's showing at the high school level. Well, we're going to take one more commercial break, and then we're going to wrap it up with the one and only Taquan Graham from Temple High School.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, while we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
Just a reminder, we are going to be posting this information on our blog page. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. If you want to be able to once again hear the conversation between T.A. Scouting Scoop and Taquan Graham of Temple High School. Well, Taquan, again, I definitely appreciate you taking time away from your studies, away from working out, or helping around the house to be on our show tonight. Do you have any lasting comments that you'd like our listeners to hear?
Well, I have a comment for the younger guys, is that, I know you can't see far ahead into the future, but don't take what you can't see for granted. You have to strive for success. Doesn't matter if you can't see it or not, you have to strive. You can't slack off ever because there's always somebody working harder than you. They're working harder than you, longer than you. They got better equipment than you. But it doesn't matter as long as you're working twice as hard as anybody in the state. It doesn't really matter what you got. It doesn't matter about your heart.
All right. Man, whew. And folks, that's just one of the reasons he is our number one defensive end prospect in the Central Texas area, probably one of the top in the state of Texas. I have no doubt about that. And, of course, one of the top in these United States of America for the 2017 class. Taquan, again, young man, it was great to have you on the show. Keep your head down and make sure you keep working hard. Stay on top of those books. And believe me, you guys will hopefully get that state championship this year and, again, your senior year. And also, we look forward to seeing who you're going to sign with that first Wednesday of February in your senior season. Again, for all of you all out there that are listening, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. And see our feature on Taquan Graham from Temple High School. Also, follow us on Twitter if you have not done so already, at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop. Facebook us at TA's Syntex Football Scoop. I'm sorry, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Remember, our magazine is out. Go to TAScoutingScoop.com, TAScoutingScoop.com, and click on Scouting Magazine to purchase a copy of our Winter Honors Magazine celebrating the accomplishments of all of our prospects here this past season in Central Texas. You all be safe out there. Continue to enjoy the warm weather. We have the Texas Relays this weekend, one of the biggest events in Central Texas. So, again, take care of yourselves, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show.